find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Matt Hewitt. Aid distribution centres in Gaza will be closed today and the surrounding areas declared combat zones after Palestinians were reportedly killed by Israeli gunfire near one of the sites. 27 people died while waiting for aid to be distributed in Rafah on Tuesday, according to Hamas officials. UK products will be excluded from a big tax rise for importers of steel and aluminium into the United States. Donald Trump's signing an executive order to double the tariff to 50% for most countries. Elon Musk has criticised President Trump's tax and spending bill, calling it outrageous and a disgusting abomination. The billionaire wrote on his X platform that he just can't stand it anymore. The White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Mr. Trump is unmoved.
The president already knows where Elon Musk stood on this bill. It doesn't change the president's opinion. This is one big, beautiful bill and he's sticking to it.
And a watchdog says train operators are taking disproportionate action against passengers who don't hold a valid ticket. The Office of Rail and Road gives the example of a traveller being threatened with prosecution for using the wrong rail card, even though it gave the same discount. Bruce Williamson from campaign group Rail Future.
It's absolutely right that they prosecute those who are deliberately trying to avoid paying for their rail journey, but people do make honest mistakes. And there are some really horrible examples, I think, where they've been heavy-handed in dealing with people who've just made a mistake and end up prosecuting them. And it doesn't reflect well on the railway when that happens.
From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Bill Overton on Classic FM. You, I hope, enjoying a bit of peace and quiet before we throw everything into Wednesday. Stage struck now with a real box office beast.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
anything on the to-do list today that you don't particularly want to do? Hopefully that makes it all seem a little better. Passi Michi Domine, Jan Garbarek on saxophone with the Hilliard Ensemble performing the music of Cristobal de Morales. And before it, Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera. We heard Music of the Night, naturally. Julian Lloyd Webber on cello along with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Bill Overton here on Classic FM early Wednesday morning. Hello to Calvin. Hello to Catherine Egan as well. Just jotting down the host planet you want to hear. Perhaps not tonight. Soon, though, and I'll make sure you get a mention then, Catherine. I hope you're enjoying the music that I am playing. Weather-wise, any rain out and about is for you north and west through these very early hours, but we're going up to highs of 20 later. Breezy, sunny spells and showers. Heavy rain in the north, just so you know. June the 4th, Hug Your Cat Day. Good or bad news for feline friends, I suppose. The sound of purring has a healing benefit, experts say. Very good for bones and the muscles. It's meant to help with sleep, having a cat on the bed. Not the case with my nephew Sam's cat, Nigel, I've recently discovered. Frozen yoghurt day, for you need cooling down. It's Teacher Thank You Week, remembering those that made an impact on us. Hamish McCann, one of the first pupils to be enrolled at the Royal College of Music. He won a scholarship. He was 15 when he did. Wrote this 4 years later. the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, Alexander Gibson, the conductor there, Hamish McCann's The Land of the Mountain and The Flood. It's Classic FM, June the 4th. Late greats include the baritone Robert Merrill, daytime TV legend Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and actor Dennis Weaver, who's born this date as well, MacLeod on the small screen, also starred in Duel, which is one of Steven Spielberg's very early successes. America the Beautiful Week this week celebrates the song many thought should be the US national anthem. In fact, the Star Spangled Banner, only officially adopted in 1931. Here is a very different kind of American beauty.
Classic FM.
Classic FM. First, we heard Thomas Newman's Any Other Name from the film American Beauty. Coleridge Taylor's Children's Intermezzo, taken from Othello. That was the RTE Concert Orchestra. Bill Overton on Classic FM. June 4th, it's National Cheese Day today. Italy, the world leading country, over 2,000 varieties, 300 protected origin status, which means no one can copy them without risking a letter from lawyers. This not cheesy at all, but it is on an Italian theme.
Thank you.
Albinoni's Adagio in G minor, the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Just there. Classic FM, a little light night music on the way by Philip Lane, who's spent a good part of his career reviving lost film scores, titles like The 39 Steps and The Lady Vanishes. Ahead of that, Bizet's breakthrough, 10 years before Carmen, Its Legacy, one of opera's best-loved duets. And we're going to hear that in just a moment.
Classic FM.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Bring your pensions together into one easy-to-manage online plan with PensionBee. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house,
and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly.
To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
31 years ago, the World Wide Web was introduced. The National Lottery launched. And Darwood and Tanner began making people smile. And whilst things have changed a lot since then, Darwood and Tanner's mission to provide the very best dental care through the very latest technology is still at the heart of everything they do. For our most comprehensive, tailored and complete dental implant, root canal and gum disease treatments, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
Classic FM.
Elle s'ouvre Ta mère pousse ma main,
ta mère pousse ma main.
De nos cœurs l'amour s'empare et nous change l'ennemi.
Non, que rien ne nous sépare.
Non, rien.
Que rien ne nous sépare.
Non, rien.
Jurons de rester amis.
Jurons de rester amis.
Jurons de rester amis.
Listening to Classic FM.
From Philip Lane's suite of Cotswold Folk Dances, the Royal Ballet Sinfonia, performing there before it Bizet's Pearl Fisher's duet, Brent Erfel, Andrea Bocelli, along with the London Symphony Orchestra, Roses in Essex, listening to Classic FM. Loves that piece especially, finds it very emotional, it gets to her. For Romance Is Your Thing, there's a new album of the week by Andreas Ottensamer, featured on Classic FM, the clarinetist accompanied by Jose Collado. Music on the album by Schubert and Saint-Saëns and Mahler and Rachmaninoff. Many, many more, including Schumann. One of his three romances will be featured just after 11 this morning by Alla Jones. He's sitting in all this week for Alexander Armstrong. That is our album of the week. Powerhouse performance now before we catch up with the latest news for the violin. Music by Sarasate.
Thank you.
Sartes, Zigeuner, Weissen, Renaud Capuçon playing violin there with the Orchestra de Paris. It's Classic FM, Bill Overton here, our Hall of Fame 383 on the way, including Dvorak's second highest entry, one of 27 operas you've put in this year's countdown. We'll hear from Smetana next.
Classic FM.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
I've dealt with many utility companies for many years across several properties, and Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
Octopus Energy, great value and outstanding customer service, recommended by Which? 8 years running.
If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, what you thought you were getting may not be what you ended up with. From unexpected site fee increases, running costs, a huge depreciation in value, many owners feel they've been missold. If you think this might be you, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive the compensation you're entitled to. Text ADVICE to 78900 to find out more. That's ADVICE to 78900.
Ready to order, signora.
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service, recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Matt Hewitt. Combat zones are being declared around aid distribution centres in Israel, and Palestinians told to stay away from them, at least for today. 27 people were killed outside one of the Israeli-American facilities in Rafah on Tuesday, according to Hamas. The IDF says it opened fire on a group that seemed to pose a security threat. Claire Manera from the aid group MSF in Gaza says the humanitarian sites are in the most dangerous places.
The population have to travel an extremely long way to get there, then they are being shot at. If they survive that, then the people have to fight for the food. This means women and children, the disabled, the elderly, they have no chance of.
The Defence Secretary John Healey says the UK already makes a huge contribution to NATO after claims the alliance will push for an increase in defence spending. It's understood NATO will force the UK to up contributions from 3 to 3.5% of the economy's output by 2035. UK Steel is welcoming US President Donald Trump's decision to keep tariffs at 25% on imports of British steel and aluminium. He's signing an executive order to double the tax on imports of the metals from most countries. And Elon Musk says a big tax and spending bill that President Trump's trying to put into law is a